Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
All right, let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Whether you're outside in the sunshine or you're stuck inside because it's raining out and you can't sit on your by your campfire or whatever you got going on, enjoy a Bud Light Seltzer. There you go. All right, what do you got?
This is kind of sports related. I just read this and it's funny, and I'm going to share it with you because it is. It's a little sports related. This sign is a sign posted out of a cage of a little league baseball field. And the sign reads, "Please remember, these are kids. This is a game. The coaches are volunteers. The referees are human. They won't remember the play, only how you reacted. No college scholarships will be handed out today." Dude, it's brilliant. I love it.
You know
that,
what?
Right?
That's a sign written for losers. You gotta yell at them at a young age. You gotta scream and berate them. Because how else are they gonna learn to be great?
You hit that tee ball off of the fence, little Johnny.
Little Johnny, if you don't get a home run, we're giving you up for adoption.
You know, it's always
no
the
orange
one
slices for you.
Always the one dad in the stands that all the other parents are looking at, like, man, you think George is gonna be there this weekend?
Because
he got kicked out of the game. He got kicked out of the game last. I think he's got to miss one.
He's got to miss one. But he'll be there just far enough away, and you'll be able to tell it's him because he'll be wearing his sunglasses on the back of his neck.
Yep. Oh, God, George had like 8 Bud Lights before the game this morning. He's going to start yelling at the refs and the other team and the other coaches. Why? There's always one.
Always one.
There's always one father
always
in the
one.
Stands.
Yep.
He's always chewing gum, you know, like
really
hard.
Aggressively chewing gum.
Jeez. If you're that dad, just you know.
Yelling at other people's kids.
Right. Bring it back a notch. You know, at least let the kid be in high school first before you start screaming from the stands.
See, no, you got to scream when they're younger so they learn when they're older. That's how it works.
I guess.
You
got
to really affect their psyche as toddlers. That's what I like to do.
It's sport. You know, in any other sport. You know, you don't have that dad for some reason. It's baseball. It's
intense. Well, what else can you do while watching toddlers struggle to hit a baseball that's on a tee than get mad at the ref or the umpire and the other coaches and other parents? I mean, it's like so boring.
He's been thinking about this game like the whole week. You know, he's working, but he's not really.
Just amped, ready to go.
All right, let's keep going with baseball, man. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos, a minor league baseball team in Florida. Yeah, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos is their name. I'm a Wahoo. Has listed their stadium on Airbnb for the ultimate baseball experience. Just for $1,500, fans get access to the clubhouse, a large bedroom, the batting cage, and the field. The promotion has been huge. Has been a huge success, and the stadium has been fully booked through July.
Wow.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Something a little different. In hockey news, the NHL released the plan to return to playing games. The idea is to have a 24-team playoff tournament in 10 hub cities. So I'm reading 10 hub cities right now. I've read 2 also, so I'm not exactly sure on that.
Okay.
No fans in the stands, of course, but they pull this off, the league will be able to crown a champion and award the Stanley Cup.
Nice.
Moving on to football, the Miami Dolphins are converting Hard Rock Stadium into a drive-in theater. They're planning on showing videos of Dolphins games as well as classic movies. The kick is... How does it go? The Dolphins lose! The Dolphins lose!
I know. What Dolphins Finkel. Games are they going to show? I mean, there can't be anything... Post Marino, I mean, they should really probably only show classic Dolphins games. But guess what? There's not. When's the last Super Bowl? That would have to be Shula in what year?
Yeah.
Well,
that's not high. I don't think that's even high definition footage, man.
No.
They're going to be showing some grainy ass, old school. Are they wearing leather helmets?
This is crazy. This is really, really old video.
This is old. Is this on? How do you guys? Broadcast. It's not digital.
This is Betamax.
Is this base? Is this on film? This is like on tape.
All right.
So that's what you get for sports, man. I'm telling you, it's midweek. There's nothing going on.
I'll tell you, Jeff Davis messaged us and said, remember, NASCAR is a sport. Let's talk some redneck racing. So I think for next sports, you should find a NASCAR story.
All right. See, what's his name? Jeff?
Jeff.
Is that his name?
Jeffrey.
Jeff, here's the thing, Jeff. I got a thing here. It's called Sports Report. I'm not getting up at 3:30 in the morning and going digging through sports. So whoever the person that puts this together, you know, blame them.
Yeah, blame them.
I'm just the guy who reports it to you. So if NASCAR's not in it, I don't know what to tell you. I'll go find some NASCAR stuff.
Find some NASCAR stuff. One NASCAR
I do know that NASCAR
story.
Is. Yeah. I think the first ones, I've seen a lot of promos on TV. So, yeah, I'll go find a NASCAR story.
All right. Don't let Jeff down. You already have
I will
once.
Let him down.
Don't let him down next time. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107.
Well, good morning. 7:30. Rock Hunter.
Morning.
Let's see. We'll check out your forecast here in just a little bit. I don't want to waste any more time. Let's get right to it. Your sports report.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And delicious Bud Light Seltzer. Try their variety pack. They got mango. They got black cherry. They got lemon lime. Mm-hmm. Oh, they got mm-hmm. some delicious ones. Strawberry. So check it out. Bud Light Seltzer. All right, what do we got for sports?
Fantastic. We're going to start with racing. Mr. Harry texted me and said, hey, you know what? You should say Kyle Larson won the World of Outlaws on Saturday. So, congratulations. Kyle Larson. There you go. Moving on. Some more racing since Jeff wanted some racing here today. I did miss this yesterday, which is kind of important because, well, give me a break. It was a long weekend. We had a great time. My mind wasn't in it yesterday. Brad Keselowski won the grueling rain-delayed Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway on Sunday. Marked the first victory of the season for Keselowski.
Did you say 600?
Yeah.
Oh.
Coca-Cola 600.
Oh, that's so many times around the track.
That's, whoa. Yeah, oh. Dude, it is. You can go into a YouTube hole of just how they do it. There was one day I was wondering, like, how physically demanding. I think I was on the train of physically demanding sports, and what was the most? And I think motocross was the first. NASCAR was up there, too. And dude, the amount of sweat these guys just it pours out of their body during these races is insane. I couldn't imagine. Especially a lot of these races being in the South, you know, when it's like 102 degrees on average. It's like, dude. I'm okay. I'll sit over here and watch it. It sounds good to me.
Dude, it's at 600 miles at once. Yeah. Like, they're not getting 600 miles.
Granted, they're hauling ass, but still. It's a long ways.
That's
man.
What makes it hard. I could maybe do 600 miles if I'm doing a nice leisurely 65 with the cruise control on. But good God.
NASCAR should do a race where they have to race with all their wives, too. Them just screaming at them from the passenger seat the whole time.
Turn left. Turn left.
Pee. Is there a McDonald's coming up?
That would be the longest race in the world. Yeah, they'd have to pee constantly. So just go in your pants without stopping.
Yeah, right. So number two, Jimmy Johnson. Three, Chase Elliott. Ryan Blaney at number four. At number five, Kyle Busch.
Nice.
Moving on real quick, I got a couple more stories here for you. Miami Dolphins converting the Hard Rock Stadium into a drive-in theater. Planning on showing videos of the Dolphins games as well as classic movies. Might want to stick to the classic movies because there ain't too many Dolphin highlights. The kick is wide. The Dolphins lose. Die, Dan, die.
Laces out, Dan.
NHL released a plan to return to playing games. The idea is to have a 24-team playoff tournament in 10 hub cities. No fans in the stands, of course, but if they pull this off, the league will be able to crown a champion and award the Stanley Cup this year. So there you go, man. Some sports there for you this morning.
Good enough for me, buddy. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Brock.